I'm saved. Welcome. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. Oh, you know, it's wonderful touching so many people. And today we've got a broadcast that's outstanding. We're going to talk today about the Revelation generation. Now, let me hold this little Bible up. Well, it's a big Bible now. My eyes are a little older. The print has to be larger. But it's the Revelation generation. Do you get that? The book of Revelation generation. We are living there, my friend. If ever we have lived in the book of Revelation generation, I'm here to tell you we are living there today. Sorry about that, but I'm moving out here a little bit and it doesn't have long enough course. Listen, I want to tell you something. We are living so near the coming of the Lord that it is overwhelming to me. I just get excited to think about the privilege of living in this hour in which you and I live. It is a joy. It is a privilege. I'm telling you, it is a privilege, my friend, to live in the generation that we live in and to enjoy the things that we enjoy as we watch for the coming of the King. Are you looking? Now, we're going to go to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, and I'm going to take you on a little journey into a little bit of this picture of the coming Antichrist, the coming man of sin, the beast. Hey, we are so near that. I was sitting here earlier thinking of all the reasons why we know that we're living on that time of his coming. Hey, friend, there is no doubt about it. Look at Israel. Look at the hatred for Israel. Look at the determination to destroy Israel. They've been a nation since 1948 and had not been a nation for nearly 2,000 years. So you understand the miracle of that, and that had to be part of the end time scenario. That had to be part of the end time event. Then look at the one world order. Did you know that Biden, the vice president, said the other day on a college campus, you've got to get ready for a world without borders. Notice, a world without borders. No nations, just one big one world order. And they're determined. They hate the present front runner of the Republican Party because he speaks about America first. America first. Every leader of the world ought to be their nation first. I mean, why be a political leader of your nation if you're not going to put them first in their affairs? So the one world order is everywhere. And then evil. Can you imagine evil ruling like it is today? Look at this transgender idea that's come like a storm. And it doesn't make any sense. It's insane. Only an antichrist, only a devil, only evil could project such an idea into the minds of the whole human family. I am overwhelmed. And then look at the apostasy in the church. How do you find a church that's on fire with this holy Bible, that believes the Bible is infallible, that takes it word for word, voice for voice, truth for truth? I mean, there are few and far between, and I hear this all the time. And I am amazed. I'm amazed. People say to me, Reverend Chambers, you're so different. I'm only different because they are different. I'm not really different. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible preacher. I'm an old-fashioned man of the book. That's all I am. I'm no different. They are the ones who are different. Please understand that. They are the ones who are different. And so few of even the better churches that really get in here and preach the cross and the death of Christ. And you know, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. The cross is our central message. And then look at the technology for the mark of the beast. I mean, they're saying by next year, every American must take the chip. Every American. They are going to demand that. I don't know what we're going to do. I haven't thought that much about it. I haven't heard the details of what they plan to do. But I'm telling you, all of this is coming. I mean, it's coming like a storm. It's coming like a storm. Look at the passion to take Jerusalem. There are so many forces. Now, ISIS has just issued a warning that they're getting ready down in the southern part of Israel because they intend to march and take Jerusalem. Well, you can go through every detail of Bible prophecy you want to go through. And it is so perfectly fulfilled and ready for the coming of Jesus Christ that I don't know any way to say it differently. So, we are getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, call a friend and get them to listen to this program, The Revelation Generation. I want those terms to stick, if I can make them stick. The Revelation Generation. I want you to understand that's where we are. We in the early beginning stages of the book of Revelation. We're still in chapter 3. The church is still here. But oh, we can move to chapter 4 in the next 5 minutes. The next 5 minutes, the next seconds, before tomorrow, before Monday. I mean, we are just there so beautifully. Now, if you don't know the things of the Lord, then you're not excited like I am. I'm excited because I'm living in the middle of this. I'm part of this. I'm excited to be part of this. Don't want to be part of nothing else but this, because I'm ready for Jesus to come. Okay? Now, the book of Revelation. Chapter 13. I can't read it all, but let me read a few verses, and I want you to listen, and I want you to get ready with your telephones and your internet to email me or call me, and I want us to talk about these things of this Revelation generation, okay? I want to talk about the things of this Revelation generation. Revelation chapter 13, 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and had the feet was as a bear, as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power, the dragon, that's the devil, gave him his power and his seat, and great authority. Now, listen to this. The authority that you see being taken over by the wicked world, whether it be Obama, whether it be Putin, or whether it be any other leaders of the world that are godless and determined to bring to pass this one world order, they are being given their power by the beast. If you'll watch Obama the last 7.5 years, every bit of his power has been from the devil. I mean, every bit of it, it was given to him by the Antichrist. And what he has done is got America closer to being ready for the Antichrist than has happened in the last 50 years since Israel became a nation. Over 50 years, of course, 1948. Friend, you got to understand, the devil is giving these powers to these political leaders. Now, I don't know where the next president fits in. I just don't know. It is very evident to me, and I've said it plainly, Hillary Clinton is not going to be the president. That would presume then it's going to be Donald Trump. And a lot of things he's saying is good. I'm going to leave that to the future to talk about more. But I want to tell you something. The devil is giving these evil powers to these evil forces. And what we're seeing happening is just plain overwhelming. It really is. Let me go a little further. And I saw one of the heads of the beast as it was wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon that gave him power. They worshiped the dragon that gave the power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, the devil, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" So they worshiping the Antichrist. They're worshiping the devil. And you'll see in a little bit, they're going to worship the false spirit. And it is growing. It is taking over our world and covering it like a blanket, really. I mean, only the righteous people, only the restrainer is holding everything back to some degree. Now, this is a beautiful picture, and it's very evident that our world is falling under this power of the Antichrist. It is going down the tube at a neck-break speed. They used to say, the prophecy preachers, that when the end comes, it will come so swiftly and so fast that it will just inundate everything and everybody. Well, is that not happening? It is coming so fast. In the last 7.5 years, our world, our America at least, has gone from halfway purity, and it wasn't really pure, but at least to some degree it was. But it's gone down the hill at such a rate of speed until it's almost incalculable. How do you figure it out? How do you understand it? I don't know, but I can know this. We're in the Revelation generation. And if you're not ready to meet the Lord, I don't know what's going to happen as it grows deeper and more wicked, and the world just comes apart. The Bible says men's hearts fell in them for fear for looking after those things coming on the earth. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago how a report I had just read where there's been more suicides in the last, I think it was 3 years. I can't remember for sure now. About 3 years, more suicides than ever before at such a rate. At such a speed and in such a short time. Well, we're living there. It is a troublesome hour. I am troubled by it. And only the Holy Ghost keeps me comforted and keeps me with peace. My dear friend, we are living in the Revelation generation. We're living in the Revelation generation. We can talk about what's happening to Israel. We can talk about the one world order. We can talk about the mark of the beast. We can talk about what's happening to the Jewish people. We can talk about the apostasy in the church. We can talk about any of these things that you want to talk about today and show you without a doubt that we are in that last generation, the Revelation generation. The Revelation generation. We are there. Well, I'm telling you, if ever you have stopped all this mad pace for pleasure, you've stopped all this running after 1,000 things just for fun and just for enjoyment. You have stopped all the chasing of money and the chasing of things and got yourself set on following Christ. This hour calls you to that. I bid you surrender to Jesus. I bid you surrender to the cross. I bid you surrender to the life of such beauty and such marvel as is in Christ Jesus, our blessed Lord. Oh, what a peace. What a peace I feel now. You know, I've told you, I'm writing a new book on the life of Apostle Paul. It's a novel. It's a novel, and it's going wonderful. I'm about half through with the writing part. Then, of course, all the perfecting part will follow. But I need your help. I need somebody out there who knows the right publisher or the right person who works for a publishing company or the right person who's kin to somebody or just any way that you could help me find a publisher so that we don't have to wait This book needs to be out there in a hurry so that whatever time we got, it may not even be time, but whatever time we got, we can do our best to get the message to as many people as is possible. The transformation of Apostle Paul is breathtaking. I just read this morning where after he was converted, he went to Arabia for 3 years. Then he came back to Damascus, preached a time or two. They got a whole garrison of people, police and Roman soldiers to try to catch him. They blocked off the city, set up a blockade. He couldn't get out of the city. They were going to catch him to eliminate him. And the disciples had to let him down from the wall in a basket. And that's biblical. Let him down from the wall in a basket. And he goes to Jerusalem, and he gets to Jerusalem, and he begins to go to the temple a little bit and move with the apostles there in Jerusalem. And they set themselves again to kill him. And then they had to send him to Tarsus so he could go to Tarsus, go home to his family, and spend probably 8 years there, maybe 10, and get himself so committed to God. And he tells about something happening. And according to the dating, it had to be at Tarsus when he was there. He was caught up to heaven and saw paradise, the Bible said. He said this. He didn't say he did it, but he knew somebody, and we all know it was Apostle Paul. Nobody else was that used of revelations and visions and the great things that happened to him. And so Apostle Paul saw paradise. Oh, I get excited when I think about all of this. Have you ever considered seeing paradise? And what it's going to be like when you get there? And multitudes of you aren't going to go if you don't commit your life to Christ. You don't turn around. Change things. Do you hear me? Change things and get yourself right with God. I'm telling you, the hour is later than you can imagine. Now, let's open up the lines. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, our local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want to hear from you. Please immediately, let's get on the lines, let's get on the internet, let's have the best questions you can ask, let's get right in the middle of this subject. It is well worth our attention. The revelation generation. Everybody out there say that. The revelation generation. Now I'm telling you, that is one more important word for you to say. I'm telling you, we're there. We are there. The New World Order. Israel. I mean, name it all. You know what it is. You know, if you know anything at all about the Bible, you know how close we are. You know how near we are, how beautifully near we are. And it's exciting to think about. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. Now grab your phones. I'm waiting for you. I want you on the lines. I want to minister to you. I want to answer your question. Don't worry if it's tough. I love tough questions. Now, you say, what if you don't have an answer? Well, if I don't, I'll say it. I'm not so smart that I know everything, but I can tell you this. I know the coming of the Lord is at the door, and I know any minute now the King could come, and I'm looking for him. I'm expecting him, and I'm asking you to grab your phone, grab your mouse. Let's talk together. The revelation generation. Do you like that term? I think you're going to like that. I think a lot of people are liking that. That's something the Lord laid in my heart, the revelation generation. I want to answer questions that will help you draw close to the Lord, that will help you get ready for the coming of the King. Here's a question. At the beginning of Revelation, Christ called for the churches to repent. Does this apply to the church today? If ever there was a message that the church needs to hear, it's got to be repent. It's got to be repent. The best in our churches today need an old-fashioned season of repentance. The best. I have found myself lately repenting. Repenting because I'm not as close to the King as I ought to be. Repenting because I'm not as close to the King as I ought to be. So you grab your phones. They're coming in, and I do want to hear your calls today. It's my delight to answer the questions that you have. I will do everything in my power to do so. You are important to me. You're on the air. Well, that one is not on yet. Sometimes when people call, see, the phones ring back. That means I've got to answer them the second time. You're on the air. Well, is that line one? If it was, it's not coming to me, okay? They'll get that straight, and we'll be right with you. Call us, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Let me see if they're on there now. I want to take that call. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? Are you there? Well, somebody should be there, but I guess they're not. You're on the air. May I help you? Well, I'm here to be a blessing. It's my delight and my joy. I've got everything set here. All right, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Sometimes people call, and they just call to aggravate, and then they hang up. So don't do that, please. We take calls, and if we don't see your number, we're not going to answer. If you call from an unregistered number, I'm sorry, but we will not take those chances. But give us a call quickly. We are here to be a blessing to you. You know what's happening in our world. You know the direction our world is going in. And I'm telling you, it is a sad situation. We are at the edge, the very moment of the coming of the Lord. Now, I want to give you something today. I want to give you this particular booklet on this idea of the Revelation generation. I want to get you in your book of Revelation. If I can get you studying and loving and learning the book of Revelation, the first chapter is about the Christ in all of his glory, post-resurrection glory. And then there's seven letters to the churches. Boy, do we need to get those letters in our churches today. We need to repent. We need to get ourselves right with God. We need to turn to Christ with all of our hearts. We need to get ourselves so close to Calvary that all of his glory will flood our souls. And I want to give you this booklet. All you got to do is call. The ladies are standing by. They'll answer your phone call. They'll send you a free copy of this book. Okay? Booklet. Not a book, but a booklet, okay? I want you to have it, and I want to be a blessing to you. Now, I do want you to pray for this new book I'm writing on the life of Apostle Paul. I love the title, From Cobblestones to Streets of Gold. I went to Tarsus, where Paul was born, to walk on those cobblestones. I knew that would help me feel the whole person of Apostle Paul raised in that city of Tarsus. And believe me, it did. It helped me get ready for those early chapters where we could see him in his childhood. I pray that God will help me to make it so good and make it so blessed, such a blessing. All right, grab your phones. The Revelation generation. Now, I know this is holiday weekend, and some of my listeners are off in their cars, going to friends and going to loved ones and visiting somewhere. I pray that you're not going to miss your church. Don't miss the house of God. Oh, I tell you, I love people who are faithful to church. I love the house of God. It's real to me. I'm telling you, it's real to me. And I'm waiting on your calls or your email. Don't want anybody to be missed. You are extremely important. And being able to hear you, talk to you, minister to you is a joy to me. So quickly, grab your phones. Grab your phones. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. How many of you agree with me? How many of you look around you and you can tell that this is the Revelation generation? How many of you can tell that there's no doubts about it? We're living right there at the time of his coming. It is a beautiful picture when you understand it from a Christian viewpoint. When you see the time we're living in as a believer, it's amazing how beautiful it looks to you. When you see the time we're living in as an unbeliever, it's scary because it's only going to get worse. I mean, what's going to happen in the same-sex arena? What's going to happen in the transgender arena? What's going to happen to your schools? What's going to happen? It's amazing when you begin to think of what is going to happen. You're on the air. May I help you, please? May I help you, please? Well, I'm waiting for you. Let's go. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Dr. Reverend Chambers. I just wanted to call you. Hey, people's got their minds on so many things, but what's more important than loving and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, sir, there is nothing for me. You know, I've been serving him 64 years, and I love, just plain love, the joy of prayer, of worship, of singing to him, of preaching. I preached last Sunday night on the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And I gave the people 10 ways that the Holy Spirit is a comforter to the person who has been baptized in the Spirit. And it is a wonderful life.
Amen. And you know, I've taught myself every morning, seems like anymore, I wake up and I just, you know, I have to thank the Lord for letting me sleep and waking me up. I start asking Him to lead me, guide me, direct me, and make me real sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
That's wonderful.
Life has been so much better.
Thank you, brother. Let me go to another call. I love you now. I love you. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, nobody is there. All right, now, please help me. Do not call and hang up. If you can't be patient and wait for me to finish a previous call, then you're too impatient, okay? I'm that way sometimes. I get on calls and I got to wait. But I want to hear from you. You are important. And I will do everything in my power. Grab your phones, grab your lines, and call quickly. And please call to talk with me, not to hang up or have no concern. We're here to bless you. We really are. We're here to help people get right with God. And I'm telling you, we live in a generation that needs a revival. That desperately needs a revival. Now grab your phones. I'm here to be a blessing. You are important to me. I will do nothing but bless you as you give me the privilege, okay? I will do nothing but bless you as you give me the privilege. The coming of the Lord is at the door. So people say, Brother Chambers, you talk a lot about Jesus coming. Well, when you think about it, about 30% of the Bible is prophecy. And if I only talked one-third of the time about the prophecy, that wouldn't be bad. And I don't think I even do that. Counting all my sermons and all my radio programs and what I put on the Facebook and what I put on Twitter and what I send out in posts, you know. I don't do more than the biblical average of prophecy. I really don't. And one thing is I try to make up for all those preachers that never preach it. That bothers me at the preachers who never preach about the coming of the Lord, who never preach about Jesus coming. It is amazing. We are living on the verge of the coming of the King. Well, I'm waiting on your calls now. I want to hear from you. You're important to me, and I will answer your call. I will be delighted. I will be delighted. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, good to speak with you.
Yes.
I'd like to remind the people of something that you predicted, and it came true. The Saturday after they legalized same-sex marriage, you said that there would now be a downward spiral in the ungodliness like we've never saw before. And that has come true.
Yes, I remember that. A downward spiral, just going deeper and deeper in the gutter. How in the world did it get there, my brother?
I don't know, but it got there fast. When it got started, it really accelerated.
You know what? It won't be long. Now listen to me. I'm telling you, and I don't mind you repeating this, the spiral has just started. It will be bestiality. It's going to be, within 2 or 3 years, there's going to be an effort to legalize adults having sex with children. That's coming. I mean, already the lesbian, homosexual, sodomy agenda is to have sex with children. They think that's okay. They think a child who's 5 years old and he thinks he's a girl instead of a boy, well, if he has that much ability, he can decide, they say, if he wants to have sex. And if it's consensual, then go for it. That's what we're headed to.
That's right. It's just like the scripture says, the thoughts of their hearts are going to be evil continuously.
A downward spiral that breaks your heart.
Now, one more thing.
Yes.
Are you aware of what's going on in Venezuela?
I am aware somewhat, but not deeply. I just haven't had time. I am so busy writing this book. I'm already at chapter 45 that I've finished. I'm doing small chapters so that a person reading this book will be able to stop on a break at their job and read a chapter and not get bored. And so I was told yesterday by someone that is the most wonderful way to write a book, is to keep the chapters short where a person never gets bored. Well, I don't know why I thought of that. It wasn't my brain. I think it was the Spirit. And so they'll be short. They will be enjoyable. I will have something like 90 to 100 of these short chapters, and they will be readable, every one of them, and they will be full of content.
That's the way I am. I even like a lot of the short chapters in the Bible.
Yeah, that's, you know, I agree with that. I like the same. I look at a chapter and his long verses, and it kind of troubles me to get through it. And what I don't want to do is read just to get through something. I want to get the content.
Getting back to what I was going to mention about Venezuela, they're starving to death down there. There's no food in the supermarkets. There's no food at the convenience stores, the so-called farmers markets, and there's no food. They are now eating cats and dogs. There's hardly no stray dogs in that country or cats.
Are you sure that's true?
I heard it yesterday on the TV.
Okay.
And now let me ask you something. You might have to help me on this one. Isn't there a scripture that says that there will come a day that the flesh of a dog will be like a delicacy?
You know, I cannot answer that. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll find out. You give me till next week, and you call me back, and I'll know that answer. The flesh of a dog. You know, that is amazing. But that day's coming. After the rapture, Venezuela will be a Sunday school picnic. Do you hear me? After the rapture, what is happening in Venezuela will be a Sunday school picnic. When you begin to think of the millions of people that will have to die every day for 7 years, every day. I mean, there are, you know, at the beginning there may be some lesser numbers, but as it grows and as it develops, it'll be hell on earth. And anybody who says, well, I'll get saved during the tribulation period, if you even say that, you're probably not going to have the privilege, because God is going to turn a whole class of people over to a reprobate mind and give them literally such a reprobate consciousness that they won't be able to repent. So what's coming is really dark, and my heart grieves to see people saved. If I could sit here and win 1,000 or 1,000,000 people to Christ today, I would be a happy man, because that's the need of the hour.
That's the need, it really is. And so few churches are really preaching like what they ought to preach. It's like you said, it's not what they're preaching, it's what they're not preaching.
Exactly. We are baptizing next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the next Sunday we're having a baptizing, and right now we have 14 to be baptized. 14. No. And most of them are young people. Most of them are young people. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm looking for a revival. I am absolutely looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Now, it may not come till after the rapture, and then I'll be in heaven, and I won't be down here to see it. Well, I'll see it from up there. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know one thing, the rapture is imminent, and I'm praying for a Holy Ghost breakthrough of eternal Holy Ghost, Book of Acts proportion. God bless you. You are my friend. I'm glad you called. Grab your phone. Hey, grab your phone. I don't want anybody to be missed. I really don't. Here's a question on the internet. Just a couple of months ago, we debated the definition of marriage. Not transgender. Hey, let me get that down. I'm sorry, not transgender. To double. Oh, wait a minute. No doubt bestiality is next. No doubt bestiality is next. A believer, I know, as a believer, I know the rapture is at the door. Thank you. I'm having to bend over to see that. I'm a little distance because of using this camera, waiting on getting my wall camera fixed. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. We are so near the coming of the Lord. I'm looking for that rapture any moment. Are you ready? How many of you are ready? How many of you listening to me are not even ready for the rapture? You go to church and you're religious, but you have no fire in your heart. You have no flame of the Holy Ghost burning. Do you have oil in your vessel? What is oil? That's the work and power and ministry of the Holy Ghost. Because you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. The church is full of backslid people who don't even know they're backslid. They're so religious that they have no way to know that they're backslid. Friend, it's late. Get ready. Oh, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Okay, remember the toll-free 1-800-338-7884. You got to have this. You've got to have this article called The Revelation Generation. The Revelation Generation. I am hungry for that term to take hold of the church world. I'm hungry for preachers to start preaching sermons on the Revelation Generation. That would be an excellent title for every preacher to preach as the Holy Spirit leads you. And take these notes. Remember the things you can talk about. You can talk about Israel. You can talk about the one world order. You can talk about evil ruling like a mighty power taking over our world. You can talk about the apostate church. You can talk about the technology to identify every man and woman on the face of the earth with an identity mark, with a chip. That's the only way they're going to protect our airplanes. That's the only way they're going to protect our countries. That's the only way they're going to protect anything when that dark day comes, is they're going to have everybody marked. I understand the need of it. I really do. Now, I'm not going to be part of it, and I don't want you to be part of it, but I understand the need. I understand the need that when that Antichrist rules this world, if they don't have a way to mark everybody, they won't be able to let nobody on an airplane. They won't be able to let nobody go into the cities. They won't even be able to let you come into places and shop. Listen, let me tell you what happened to me this week. I was in here studying, and a knock came on the door, right outside the door here, the main door into the church. The secretaries were in the other building. The Sunday school, the teachers were all in their location, and somebody knocked on the door. And so I got up, went to the door, and there stood a man about 6 feet tall, had exactly the garment that a prophet would wear in the Old Testament, a white gown down to the foot, no clothes under it, apparently, from the way he looked, sandals, a cape around him that was probably royal blue, had a big cane in his hand, and literally, I looked at him and thought, my heavens, how did this man get to my door? And, of course, I didn't let him in because he was not an angel. I would have known that. I would have felt that. He wanted to come pray with me. I said, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what he was, but I know that he was deceiving. I knew I called the police so they'd come and check out with no clothes under his outer garment. Yes, you could tell he was just stripped. And I was amazed that happened to me while I'm studying the Bible about Apostle Paul. Hey, friend, we are at the coming of the Lord, and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
We as Christians, as we watch the things that are happening today, as Christians, we should use these times to tell people that the Bible has always told us these things, and that would come to pass, and to stand up for the truth of God's Word. Let's all, God's people, be used of God to witness these times of trials and troubles.
My dear sister, I'm preaching that with all my heart. It's never been a time that a person ought to be a soul winner more than right now. Never been a time that a person ought to be dug in to helping everybody that can help. I mean the poor, missionaries. We love the work of missionaries. This gospel you're hearing right now is going all over the face of the globe. In the darkest continent of Africa, if a native have got just a phone, just like mine right here, he can hear this program just like you're hearing it. Except he can see it. He can see it out here, whatever technology he's got, all over the world. And we're being heard all over the world. Now, I'm telling you, we ought to be excited to spread this gospel. We ought to be excited to be sowing. And thank you for reminding us of that.
Yes, God. I it's such an opportunity for us. I mean, they're shutting us up on every form of, everywhere you look, they're trying to shut down God's people. But what an opportunity. Even if we get shot doing it, it's stand up what the Bible has always told us that it's fulfilled.
Yes, you're right. God bless you, dear lady. Yes, stand up. Stand up. If you become a martyr, can you imagine the blessing of being a martyr for Christ? Can you imagine? How you say, no! Oh, yes. Being a martyr for Christ. I cannot think of anything more wonderful. Apostle Paul, oh, as I've studied that man's life, you've got to get my book as soon as it's ready. Pray for God to give me the right publisher that will really give it the best and put it out all over the world. I am yearning for that. Apostle Paul is the second greatest figure in the New Testament. He really is. And it's a beautiful study. And I'm having a ball doing it. I really am. So grab your phones now. And if you know somebody, I need you to help me. Or you can pray. Everybody out there can pray. Lord, let this book touch this nation. Let this book touch Africa and touch India and touch Europe. Just everywhere. Let it go in the power of the Spirit and be a blessing. Okay? I hope you'll do that. God bless your heart. Now, the lines are open. Let's see if there's... Excuse me here. Let me see if anybody's waiting for me. I have to be so careful. I have to be so careful hitting these buttons. I can get the wrong thing and make a mess, and I can do it so fast. It's unbelievable. It really is. I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's just the way it is. I want to hear from you now. I want to hear from you as soon as possible. Grab a phone. Grab a phone. You are so important, and I want to hear from you. If you have a question, you can send it by email. Or you can send it by, or you can call me. I love to take your calls. You're my friends. I love to have you on the air with me. I really do. 704-391-0588. 704, did you hear me? 704-391-0588. And then 1-800 anywhere in America, up in Canada, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH. I love that. 33-TRUTH. But I always have a problem dialing with letters. I need numbers 1-800-338-7884. So grab the phone. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question. I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear that you're ready for the coming of the Lord. I want to hear that you're ready for the coming of the Lord. Do you hear me? I want to hear that you are ready for the coming of the Lord, that you're waiting for Him, that you're looking for Him, that every day you're expecting Him, and that you're living an on-fire Christian life. An on-fire Christian life. Father, Brother Chambers, can I make it today? He who is on fire with God is too hot for the devil to handle. Will you try to remember that? He, man or woman, who is on fire for God by the Holy Spirit, is too hot for the devil to handle. I promise you, that's the truth. I promise you, I've got to have a little drink here of something. All right, grab your phones. Want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. You know, I think that's the first time I've ever took a drink of something during a radio program. I think that is the first time I've ever done that. I'm getting old and a little more, you know, a little more what, nonchalant, a little more relaxed, a little more restful in the things that God has me doing. Hey, it's up to Him. It isn't up to me. I'm not the way this thing's going to be a success. I'm not the reason this thing is going to win. I'm not the reason Jesus is going to come. One and two. No, just two. Okay. Call me quickly. I want to hear from you. You are very important. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, God bless, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I had a question for you, sir.
Okay.
All right. What do you think about the UN, United Nations, that sustainable development and their global goals, and that in conjunction with climate change and that deception and all of that stuff that they're trying to do? Do you think that's tied in with the revelations and the New World Order and, you know, just getting everybody in line?
The United Nations has been a tool of the one world order since its conception. I don't think there's been a day in the history of the UN that they haven't been anti-America, anti-Israel, and pro everything else in the world. Literally pro everything else in the world. So yes, the United Nations is a very devious outfit. No question about it. And they have always been so anti-America. And why are they on our coast to begin with? Why are they in New York to start with? I don't understand. Except we've had so many politicians that aren't worth the salt that goes in their bread. They are for other causes rather than their own nation.
Yep. Definitely. Thank you so much, brother.
I am delighted, brother, and God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes. In the early 90s, I had two illnesses that I almost died from.
Now, you'll need to cut your radio down. It's too loud, okay?
I'm sorry. I had it too loud.
Well, I keep mine too loud, too. My wife has to get on me all the time. Now, go ahead.
Turned it way down.
Okay, go ahead.
I had depression from a chemical imbalance in my brain, and Jesus Christ, people prayed for me, and Jesus Christ healed me. And I had a bacterial infection, and it was so bad they had to send a culture to CDC in Atlanta, and people prayed for me again. And Jesus Christ touched and healed me.
So you are perfectly healed from both of them.
Yes, I am. I take medication, but yes, I have been completely healed.
That is wonderful. I want to tell you, I believe in the healing powers of the cross. And we live in a day when hospitals are often dangerous. 25%, I just heard this other day, of people that go to the hospital get infections from the hospital. Hospital-borne infections. And so much of the drugs is destroying people's body. I am constantly seeing people who are drug addicts because of prescription drugs.
I agree with that.
And I remember a man, his wife worked here, was a teacher, and she taught a school class. Her husband had a depressed period, and he went to the doctor. They gave him pills, and he became suicidal. But he wasn't just suicidal. He was murderous. And they called me one day and said, told me his name, of course, knew him well, member of the church, said he's outside on the sidewalk with a pistol. And he was walking up and down the sidewalk at his wife's classroom, full of kids, with a pistol in his hand. And I take off out there, and I talk him away from the building, and then finally I talk him out of the pistol. I could have got shot, I know, but I had to protect the kids. I didn't have any choice for that. And so by the help of God, we helped him, and it was number drugs. I found out what it was, went on the internet, and the drugs are the cause of much depression and often suicide.
Yes, I agree with that.
Terrible. Thank you, dear lady.
You have a blessed day.
Bless you and walk with Jesus now, okay?
I do, every day.
God bless your heart. All right, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Got a lot of lights on today. Is it better? I got some new lights in here, and you'll have to tell me if it's better or worse. I'm just trying to make the whole program a little more blessing to everybody out there that's listening, because we care about you. You are important to us, and we really want to be a blessing. Well, call us, 1-800-338-7884. Let me go check out. I have to go check out the emails. Can't say it sometimes. Had to go check them out anyway. No emails. Hey, where are all my friends all over the world? Oh, I know you're in your car. You're going somewhere to barbecue a hamburger or a dog. I'm sorry, a dog, not a dog. I can't even say the kind of hot dog. I got it right. So boy, it took me a while. That dog business, I didn't want to get there. Woo! I tell you what, isn't it a joy? Isn't it a joy to get old? I tell you what, I love getting old. I really do. My wife and I will have our 61st anniversary 1 week from tomorrow. 61st anniversary 1 week from tomorrow. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I tell you what, I want to more healthy and stronger. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. Call us quickly. We're here to be a blessing. We're here to answer your questions. Ada, Joe Chambers, you on the radio. May I help you?
Yes. I'm from Bolton, Mabel Moore.
Wait a minute. Where are you from?
Bolton, North Carolina.
Well, a joy to have you on the air today.
Oh, I listen to you. You're one of my favorite preachers.
Okay. Thank you.
Of August of last year, I had failed. And blood just slowly leaked out of my head, and it took me. I had fell at Easter time. and it was August 18th. I went to go to work, and when I got to work, I couldn't even remember how to get out of the car.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, my daughter had told me, said, Mama, you something wrong with you, but I couldn't tell nothing wrong with me. That they followed me to work about 8 miles away. And when I looked up, my daughter was standing there. They carried me to Wava Hospital, and they thought I was dying there. They had to prepare me to carry me to Wilmington, North Carolina. And when I got there, they thought I was dying. But you know what? While they was working on me, I didn't even know they were working, but seemed like Jesus come to me.
Yes.
And I seemed like I was talking to him. And I said, Lord, now if you're ready for me to go home with you, I'm ready. But if not, and I don't know why I said this, I asked him this. I said, if you leave me here, let me be able to do what you would have me to do and speak for you plainly. And man, Jesus says it was such a good time. And now today, I can't even tell I had all that blood mess in my head because I've got two holes where I reckon it cut blood or something.
Took a while to build the blood back, didn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for that beautiful testimony.
I'm a walking miracle.
You're a walking miracle. I believe that.
Awesome.
Let me tell you why God is still sparing America. You know why God is still sparing America? Because there's so many good people just like you. There's so many godly men and godly women. There's a lot of wonderful preachers out there. There's a lot of good people out there. And God's given us a chance. A chance for a repentance and a chance for a rebuilding. I don't know what he's going to do, but I know one thing. I feel like revival is coming. So would you join me in prayer for Holy Ghost revival?
Yes, our church has been talking about that too.
God bless your heart. Thank you, dear lady. Call us quickly. We're here to help you. Hey, this has been good. Hey, the revelation generation. Don't you like that? The revelation generation. I love it. I love it. And I am glad I'm part of this revelation generation. I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to live in no other generation. I am glad I am part of this generation. I really am. I love it. I love it. Let me go here. All right. Nope, no more questions. All right. Now you grab the phone. I want to hear from you. Everybody out there, let's spend these last 12 minutes talking to you. So grab your phones. Testify. Tell you're ready to go. Tell what the Lord's done. Ask questions about this book of Revelation. Are you into the book of Revelation? Are you reading the book of Revelation? Do you understand how important the book of Revelation is? Now, you know, I have a book I've written on Revelation. The title is The Masterpiece. Now, it isn't talking about my book. That's talking about his book. It is The Masterpiece. It's a hardcover book, and everybody out there needs a copy of that book. It's only $19.95. You can call right now and order a copy of The Masterpiece. Why don't you do that? Call these ladies. Just wear them out for the next hour, ordering a copy of that book. Because you need to read the book of Revelation, and you will help you to have my book to follow verse by verse right through the book of Revelation. I want you to understand we are living at the coming of the Lord. Do you hear that? We are living at the coming of the Lord. No doubt about it. We are living at the coming of the Lord. And I want you to get ready. I want you to make sure you're ready to go. I want you to live a life of abandonment to Christ. I mean, what is the reason that anybody would want to live any kind of a life at this moment of history than a life abandoned to Jesus? What pleasure is there in all of this worldly stuff? What pleasure is it? I mean, it is so empty. It is so void. I mean, when you got Christ just filling your heart with pleasure, with joy, the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. You need to go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and go to Joseph Chambers, and make sure it's the right one in Charlotte, and you'll find a top article is on the Comforter. The Holy Ghost is our comforter. And there's 11 ways I list in that little post on Facebook that He comforts you. He comforts you. If you don't have Facebook, you want a copy of that, you call right now and say, I want a copy of the post on the comforter. It's just a post, one page. We'll send it to you because we care about you. We care about you. Now remember, I'm asking for help in finding the right publisher for this book. We're all over the world. I don't know who's hearing me in Scotland. I don't know who's hearing me in the United Kingdom. I don't know who's hearing me in Switzerland. I don't know who's hearing me in London. I don't know who may be hearing me in any of the major cities of the world. People everywhere are listening and love this program. But I want you to help me find that right publisher that really cares about the life of Apostle Paul and a beautiful novel that will open up the life and the truths and the teachings of that man. I am so thrilled about the privilege, and I want you to be part of it. I want you to be part of it. I really do. I want us to bring men to Christ. Bring men. Paul, you know what Paul said? He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. What a scripture. What a statement. What a testimony. That's breathtaking. That really is. All right, grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704. 391-0588. If you want to go on the internet and order that book, we have a PayPal account. All you got to do is go right down on the front page and you'll find the location for the PayPal account. And you can order anything you want to by simply sending a PayPal amount of money and then send us an email. Let us know what you want. And we will be glad to fill your order this coming week. That's jrc@paulcreek.org. Have you got that? jrc@paulcreek.org. I have to cover up part of my face, and but somebody may like that. But let me give you these phone numbers in that email, okay? Can you see that? 1-704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, and jrc@paulcreek.org. That's easy to read. So read that. Now, while you're reading, grab your phone. Want to hear from you? Want to answer your question. What do you understand about the Antichrist? What do you understand about everybody being required to take a mark, to take a chip that gives them a mark, that anywhere they go, any store they walk in, will be able to read that mark when they walked in the door? I mean, that's the kind of protection the New World Order is going to need after the rapture. I don't want to be part of it, but that's what they're going to need after the rapture. I understand the necessity of it. I understand why it's developing. I know it's Antichrist business. I understand that. This internet I'm on is going to be Antichrist business. The way I'm communicating with the world is going to be Antichrist business. They're developing a program right now that will translate my English words into the words of the country the radio or the computer or the phone, whatever it is that's listening, will translate it right into their language. They're getting that ready on a worldwide basis. What do you think the purpose of that? So the Antichrist can communicate to the whole world? Absolutely. They're getting it ready for him, my friend. Are you understanding that we're living in the Revelation generation? I've told you enough today that there can be no doubt we're living in the Revelation generation. I got time for two or three more calls, so you have to call really quick. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Or send me an email and let me check that one last time. If I might, I don't want to miss anybody that may have sent a question. Nope, you're not there. I wish you were. But if you're not, that's up to you. And so now we're back listening for your call, 1-800-338-7884. Now, you didn't see all of that back business. What I did is I went from the picture of me doing this broadcast, this telecast, this this streaming, and I went over to the to the email where, and I couldn't see both at the same time. Oh, you understand now. Some of my language is for me, not for you. Now call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org. You got it? Have you got it? I hope you have, because that's why I'm here, to be a blessing to you. Now, the coming of the Lord's at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. I mean, he's coming in any moment. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I was wondering how you talk about with, like, the...
Hey, I'm waiting on you. Go ahead.
Saying that, stuff.
You got something on in the background is messing you up. You need to just talk to me, okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Speak easy.
Okay. You heard about people who have, like, these RFD chips that, you know, some people are putting them in them.
You know, I don't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up for some reason. You must be using a cell phone. Try again real slow.
Okay. You heard what people use an RFD chip?
Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I've heard of that, and that's spreading everywhere.
Yes, I was wondering, like, people who have already done that, are they already taking the mark of the beast?
No, ma'am. You cannot take the mark of the beast until the beast is here to take his mark. Yeah, identifying with him is to give your soul to the devil. It is a worship of Satan, and you cannot repent of that. So taking that chip now is not the mark of the beast. Now, I wouldn't take it. It just leads that direction. But we said the same thing when the smart card came out. We said the same thing as this thing has developed. So it's not the chip that's evil. It's going to be the identification with the Antichrist that's going to be evil. But I wouldn't take it, and I would not suggest that you take it. I don't want them to be able to read everything about me when I walk in the door. You got to understand, that chip is so sensitive. Anywhere you go, they can keep up with you, man. They can know everything about you, and it's very, very dangerous. Thank you, my dear lady. God bless you. You're on the air. I don't have but a minute, but go ahead.
Bless you, too.
I don't have but a minute. Go ahead quickly. Are you there, please? Ma'am, are you there? Are you there? May I help you, please? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Lost them. Hey, it's been a joy today. I'm telling you, this has been a great program. We're gone off the air from radio, but still here by internet. May the Lord's blessings be with you, my friend. I want to tell you that Jesus is coming, and he's coming very, very soon. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready. I'm telling you, you need to get ready. The coming of the Lord is at the door. I love you. Call us 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Okay? We love you. You're important to us. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength.
The two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me land of wonder, where nothing can compare.